Welcome to the Free Your Mind podcast. Have you ever wondered what visionaries are talking about at a coffee shop? Have you ever wanted to be part of their conversation? I'm Claudia Cometta, and each week my co-host Amber Connolly and I are going to bring those coffee chats to you. We will bring you tips to help you break up with negativity, separate from toxic relationships, and ditch the scarcity mindset so you can free your mind, connect to your soul, and create the positive, authentic life of abundance you have always imagined. We are anything but basic. We dream big, work hard, and empower others along the way. Get ready to connect to the authentic you. Let's go. Welcome to episode 8 of the Free Your Mind podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to bring you this one. Bryn Strange joins us, who is the owner of OXO Fitness Studio in Gainesville, Florida. Bryn talks us through how she went from a shy and introverted English major to now a force in the fitness industry. She tells us all about how she created connections and community and some of the amazing stories coming out of OXO. And bonus, Bryn is the Body Flow Master for our Free Your Mind Summit on January 12, 2019 in Micanopy, Florida. Join us as we learn more about Bryn Strange.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind podcast. I'm Amber, and we are here, Claudia and I, with our very good friend, Bryn Strange. We are so excited to have her here. Bryn is the founder of OXO Fitness, a bar studio that has so much more than just bar, located in Gainesville, Florida. On a personal note, my path crossed with Bryn's when I found myself alone in the state of Florida, removed from my family and friends, and completely stressed out as a pharmacy resident. I was so desperately craving connection, community, and purpose, and also a fun way to move my body, and I found all of that and so much more in OXO Fitness. Bryn, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you here. And for all of our listeners, Bryn is going to be at the Free Your Mind Summit January 12th in Micanopy, Florida. You can find the details of that in the link attached to this podcast. Bryn, welcome. We're so excited to have you here. And just for all of our listeners out there, can you just share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm excited to be living in Gainesville with my husband and 2-year-old son, Brandon, one on the way. And when we moved here, I didn't know quite what I wanted to do, but I was looking for my passion and found it with opening my own studio. So that's been a lot of fun. I have a background in communications from Central California and English, and worked for magazines for a while before going full-time fitness. So I was going to start with that journey, which brought me into Body Flow, which is the style of class I'll be teaching at the summit on January 12th. When I took my first class, I laughed through most of it. almost got kicked out because of the names of some of the poses, was not mature. And after several classes, started realizing that this was fun and functional, and got really into Body Flow. And that all happened at a woman's fitness studio in Central California about 12 years ago. This was right after graduating undergrad, and I was in that spot of finished college, just got married, wanted to keep growing, but didn't know quite what that should look like. Didn't want to go back to school. And that's when I decided to get my fitness certification. And I feel like, you know, that moment might resonate with some listeners where you know you want to pursue something, mm-hmm. But don't know quite what that looks like. And I just want to encourage people to just go for it, whether that's taking a Spanish class that who knows if you'll use someday, or sewing or painting. For me, it was getting certified in becoming a fitness instructor. I am an introvert, and so it was a pretty big step for me, but I powered through that weekend certification, and then just grew to love and love more the opportunity to share fitness with others, to connect with other women, and just love the fitness environment. So I started teaching classes at my local studio while also teaching freshman English at the university. And when I was living in Mississippi, I had the opportunity to go full-time into fitness. And so I decided to take that plunge. And then moving here, I wanted to continue teaching body flow and bar every day. And Gainesville didn't have a bar studio. So it was one of those moments, oh, well, if you want to do it every day, you're going to have to do it yourself. I've had so much fun over the past almost 4 years teaching bar to the women of Gainesville.
How cool is that, Bryn?
I love that story.
So many questions could come after that story. Do you want to start?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just picturing, you know, the introverted English major that I think nobody would think of you as, who knows you now, who didn't know that history. So I love that history because I think that there is such a large percentage of people out there who identify themselves in whatever they're in right now. So whether that is the introverted English major or whatever else that might be for Amber and I, you know, has been pharmacy for a while. And so we talked about before on some of these episodes about, you know, reinventing yourself and stepping forward fearlessly. And I think that this is such a great tie-in because, I mean, you know, we definitely wouldn't assume that the introverted English major would then not only go into fitness and enjoy it, but come into an environment in a city that is lacking a specific type of exercise and then open up a studio. So take us through maybe the process, you know, emotionally and mentally of identifying a need in a community and then realizing that you could provide that need.
Yeah, so we moved here in January and I was just teaching classes all around town. And that got a little bit exhausting, just driving around and trying to kind of build up a little bit of a following, but nobody could actually follow you because they weren't a part of five different gyms. And so the idea of being able to focus my energies on one space and I could really, you know, pick all the things from studios that I loved and put them in one place while making sure I didn't include some of the things that had rubbed me the wrong way as a participant and really tried to create a great experience for clients was something that I just kept thinking about and being passionate about. And fortunately, I had a cheerleader on my side, which is my husband, Greg, who fortunately has some construction background. And so when we found a space that was available, then he was in graduate school at the time, getting his PhD at UF, but spent his evenings building floors and walls and putting up bars, constructing the studio for me, which saved us a lot of money, which made it to be a lot faster because I could encourage him to stay there till 2 a.m. And so that was really a big piece of it, having somebody that was supportive and then just trying to rely on resources that I did meet. You know, being newer, I still was like learning meeting people and learning about them. I ran into a friend that was an interior designer named Melissa. She's since moved, but she was really instrumental in just encouraging me. And that's not one of my strengths at all. And it's important for a studio to look nice. So she was there kind of giving me guidance on where we should place things, on picking out chairs and pillows. So that was a huge help because that's something that would really stress me out. I just wanted to get in and start teaching classes. And that was really my main first focus, teaching classes, doing the bar format that I know is so effective and fun. And then all the extra benefits started coming where all of a sudden I had this opportunity to meet these amazing women every day, to be a part of their lives, for them to be a part of mine. So that was a really special experience. It went from, in the beginning, I would teach 3 classes in the morning, go home, eat everything I could, maybe take a little nap, 3 classes in the evening, get home late, go to bed, do it again. So it was super fun, but it was exhausting and I was trying to do it all myself. And one thing that I learned to do was rely on more people and get help. And fortunately, that kind of came organically of current clients that were already bought into our culture, which is one of celebrating women, of encouraging, of welcoming, of making everyone feel comfortable despite their fitness level or age or stage in life.
Starting off as a client, I think that culture is so alive and well at OXO. Was that something that you knew right from the start that you wanted to instill, or was that something that evolved over time?
You know, it's not something that I ever sat down and thought, okay, here's my company's values. Here's the culture I strategically want to create. But it was more kind of just naturally trying to be a good host. That's one thing I think I picked up from my mom, who would always have an open door policy with neighbors in and out all my life, was, you know, you want to make people feel welcome. So I'd always give them a little tour. One thing I worked on a lot as an English instructor was learning people's names. And that was a priority for me in the studio as well, learning everybody's name so that I could talk to them by name and encourage them by name. And so I think some of those little things that, you know, just seem natural to me did stick out to people. And ways I wanted to make it different from studios I had been to, where I walked in and there was, you know, crickets and everyone's on their phone looking down, was trying to create more of a family where we would introduce each other to one another and chat about their day and just get to know everyone. I mean, I was genuinely curious because I didn't know anyone. Hey. It was a little bit selfish. I'm like, I need you to be my friend. Yes. And a client. And so I think that ended up being working out well for our culture.
I think the community piece is really what stands out to me, you know, as I joined the studio. And I'm actually envisioning the phone scenario because I think about when I do occasionally go to a bigger, you know, bigger type of a studio, I do find myself on a phone because I guess I'll, before the class starts, get some emails done or whatever. And I'm really not looking to connect as much. I think it's because the feel is not there. You know, that community sense and that culture is not present. So, but I never have my phone in the room when I'm at OXO. And so I think that that has totally organically happened. And I hadn't even really thought about that until you painted that picture. And I don't have my phone there. And I think that is such a great piece to that, is everybody connecting. And we've talked before about on different episodes about comparing and how much that can hurt somebody moving forward. How do you feel like the positive culture in the studio has helped people and helped us avoid the comparison situation where we feel like maybe we're not good enough to be there, or, you know, we don't have the, you know, the dancer look, or we don't, you know, whatever. How do you feel like your positive culture has helped us avoid that there?
There's a few things I try to do to create that. One, I mentioned kind of introducing people to one another. So, you know, the biggest high is, yes, when they say, oh, my muscles are burning. Oh, I cannot see inches off of my waistline. Or today's high, I got off my cholesterol and anxiety medication.
Oh,
that was a client.
Nice.
Feedback. That was super exciting. But it's wonderful when you see two clients come in, huge hug, best friends. I'm like, how do you guys know each other? They're like, oh, we've been doing bar next to each other. It was from the studio that they created that. And so I think just having that space and doing silly things that kind of makes sure that we're not taking ourselves too seriously is really important. The language we use during the class is very purposefully encouraging. I've never liked the feeling of being overly corrected in a class because it can feel a little bit frustrating and you can get down on yourself. And what I've found as an instructor is if you use positive cueing, just telling people what they're doing well, Amber, way to keep your heels up high, Claudia, love your straight posture with your shoulders back and down, instantly the people that aren't doing that use those cues of positivity and start making the changes without you ever having to say, don't do that, change this. So that's been cool to, you know, you sometimes are taught, okay, you need to be looking for these corrections and telling people how to change. But if you just instead highlight what they're doing right, then other people will do those same great habits in great form. So I think that's been really helpful. Another avenue we use is our social media, our Facebook page, as a nice opportunity to celebrate women's accomplishments. That's our big goal there. Not to sell you on the latest product we're carrying. We do put those on there too, but more, you know, someone just reached their 100th class. Somebody was so strong that they snapped a band today. Somebody held a plank for the first time. They came to their first class, their 500th class. You know, so many great accomplishments are going on every day that maybe seems small if you've been working out for a while, but it could be, you know, the first time that they've done a push-up on their toes, and that's incredible. You know, they're feeling so strong and that they were able to try that because this is another thing we do is make sure that we've given them a lot of options and modifications to kind of build to that. So we're not just, you know, I've been to classes that pride themselves on not giving modifications. It always seems a little backwards to me. You know, they're trying to just kind of cater to this elite level, but that's not my goal at all. It's to make everyone feel like this workout is accessible. Because one of the beauties of barre is it's no impact. And so, you know, it can be a really great option for people even if they have limitations. So we're not going to give you an advanced option and then just you figure it out the other ones, but here's a move, here's a way to modify it. And yes, you know, for our veterans, here is a way to progress it as well. But those are some things we like to do in the studio.
I love all those, and I have seen all those in action.
For sure. And fun fact, Claudia and I met through Bryn, because one day I walked into barre and Bryn said, "You should meet Claudia. She works in pharmacy too." And I remember at the time, I was at a moment in my life where I wasn't super open to meeting new people, especially just where I was at. I didn't want to meet another pharmacist, if I'm being completely honest. And I thought, whatever, it's an hour for lunch, I'll go meet her. And the rest is history. Now here we are on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever shared how we met. So no. This is such a great, like, full circle moment.
This is the woman that brought us together.
I'm so glad. You guys are power women.
Yes, and it's funny that you say that, because I actually thought the same, like, that's really cute, Bryn, but I really don't like pharmacists. No, I think that's a part that I've gotten to in my life is being open to opportunity. If something comes my way, I immediately assume it was for a purpose, and so I definitely immediately reached out. But it is funny because we
had that time in my life,
similar feelings.
I was definitely not, but I would say the biggest question that I have, like, hearing your whole story was, that's just so incredible. Like, you literally went from teaching English to living in Mississippi, doing fitness full time, then moving to Florida while your husband was in school. That must have been pretty scary, coming into a new place and then driving studio to studio. What was that process like when you realized, oh, dang, like, I need to open my own studio? Were you scared? Were you excited? What did that look like?
It was a lot. Yeah, it was all those things. Definitely scared and excited. You know, there's that fear of, okay, opening day, is anybody going to walk through these doors? Unfortunately, they did. It wasn't, you know, a flood, but it was. And we opened in May in Gainesville, which is not the smartest business move. As a lot of people know here, you want to start in the fall when all the students are coming back. But I was just trying to be patient that summer. It allowed me to forge closer relationships because there were smaller classes in the beginning, especially. So you could get to know each client a little bit more. So I think that ended up being a blessing. And, you know, there were days when one person would come to that class, and that gave you an opportunity to cater the workout just for them. So that, again, could be a good thing. But a lot of people were really, really happy to see barre in Gainesville. So they were appreciative. They were excited. They had, you know, maybe taken classes in another city, but not here in town. So I felt really good about that. Or they had no idea what it was, and it was my opportunity to educate them on the benefits of barre. And they loved that the music was so motivating and exciting and fun and different than what they might have thought. So that was a lot of it too, was just breaking down some of the assumptions that, you know, we're not in a ballet class with classical music and a ruler on the pump to keep you in line. We are dancing, singing, partying, having a blast, laughing, high-fiving. So that was good. And just being, you know, kind of patient through that first summer, and also just working really hard. I would wake up every day with my calves so sore that I'd have to just kind of ease out of bed. I've been able to back that off a lot as I've had these amazing instructors and staff rise up through becoming a part of our team, and had to, you know, had to kind of do an ego check and listen to the body at some point, especially when Brandon came along, baby number one. And so that was a real eye-opener in terms of, okay, you got to lean on some of these women that you have grown to really like and trust, and let them step up as you step down a little bit. So that was a process throughout the first few years as well.
Yeah, I think that delegation piece is so hard for business owners. I mean, I even think, you know, about my own business, and you know, I can imagine without it being a storefront like yours, how difficult it would be to hand over like an entire class to and hope that, you know, it goes well and you might lose business over that. You might lose clients over that. That's a huge, you know, kind of trusting situation there. And then taking all of your learnings from your own experiences of being pregnant and then translating that into, you know, how you can help now. You can help from a much more personal standpoint. You can help women who are pregnant have a very effective and efficient workout, even though we may know those things from, you know, textbook or other people. You've lived it. So you're able to use so many of your experiences to help your clients that I think it's just so amazing. And I love the also tying in the English piece of you with all of your name recognitions. And I mean, it's really impressive how many names you remember and how you bring all that together. So many pieces of your life story has come together in this culmination of this amazing culture, which I just think is so, it's amazing.
It's incredible. And you have so much going on. You're running this business, you're pregnant, you have Brandon at home, you have a husband. So what would you tell listeners out there? What are your secrets to keeping your cup full as you pour into not just your clients, but your family and Brandon, everyone?
I'm still figuring that out, but I think that, you know, there are some things I've learned over the last few years in terms of finding some balance in life. So having to turn over, doing some of that delegation, you know, I was like in the beginning, I have to be listening to every class so that I can chime in if the instructor misses something, or I have to be at the front desk if there's going to be a new person to make sure they have the best experience. But just trusting those staff that you hired them for a reason, they're on your team for a reason, and that you train them well, that's important as well. And that's allowed me to then back off a little bit on time in the studio and, okay, make sure I... the great thing is that the studio's got all these great classes that I don't always get to take. But yesterday, took a yoga class. It was a treat. And so that was just a nice thing for my body, just to take a class sometime, turn off your brain. Try to, you know, even if I need to get subs and take a weekend day off, I think that's really nice so that I can spend it with my family. So we went on a nice hike through the woods, and that was just a really big treat. So trying to find some balance, but also, you know, my time in the studio, because now family life has gotten so busy, that can be its own, you know, sort of fulfillment too, connecting with the women there. I mean, I said I'm an introvert, but I have a blast teaching those classes. It's just that I'm exhausted afterwards. So I have to go and take a little energy break, and just kind of regroup and do some reading. I've been really trying to bring back reading in my life. That English major wants to come back, but I hadn't read anything besides occasional business blog. And this week I started a for fun book.
So yay! That
was, nice! So that was a treat. So just trying to make some of that happen. One of the reasons I got my master's degree in English was to improve my writing skills. And so that's one thing I'm trying to allow time for now, is to go back and do some writing that I used to really enjoy. Writing a Facebook post is one thing, but it's fun to just be able to be creative with your writing a little bit too. So I'm trying to make time for that, whether it's getting up a little bit earlier or having a midday, you know, break at home, or I'm just drinking my coffee and doing some writing. So those have been helpful tips. But like I said, being able to use the studio as a way to connect with people has been a way to a fulfilling moment as well.
How cool is that? That's really cool.
For sure. And I don't want the listeners to not know about all of your accolades. So I know you are super humble and you don't necessarily want to share, but we want to know all of your amazing awards. I know you are best of Gainesville and best of everything.
Best fitness instructor
yes.
in town.
So please tell us what you won so everybody can know how amazing you are.
So those are the big ones this year, which was exciting. It was best of the best. That was Gainesville Sun, deemed OXO Fitness for best of the best fitness studio. And then Home Magazine earlier on this summer awarded me best fitness instructor. And a lot of that all goes back to amazing clients willing to vote. So thank you to them. But, you know, I'm sincerely having fun every time I step into the studio. One other thing I've learned is kind of talking back on the growing of the staff. That was another part I had to learn to do on the fly, is to manage people. And so that's one thing I've been trying to get a lot better at, where at the beginning when it was just me, and I could be totally client focused. But when I did start to have more people on my team, I had to learn, okay, you know, you want to treat them with the same love and interest that you show your clients. So that's one thing I've been working on as a side note.
You do a fabulous job at that. I mean, the community inside the studio is so powerful because of how much your staff has come aboard with your vision. And that all comes back to you sharing that and promoting that culture. So we're so thankful because I love going there and Amber loves teaching there. And
I wouldn't be the instructor I am today without you.
And I mean, these are the amazing stories, you know, you two connecting and forging a friendship, and who knows, you guys are just taking over the world, being awesome. but I get to hear those stories all the time. And that's another thing that just fills me up is, you know, somebody going through a bad divorce that now has a best friend to sleep over with them because from the studio to keep, make sure that they're feeling okay. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, I went to a wedding recently where clients were in the wedding that they had met from the studio, or they had been on a yoga retreat to Costa Rica together from a connection made in the studio. You know, so just some of these amazing stories. We had a client whose mother had passed hours before that was in there taking a class because she'd rather be with her friends at the studio than sat on the couch by herself. And I just thought that was really powerful. It's neat to be able to hear and reflect on some of those. So I feel like that's what that space is about more than the workout, which is also great, but having the opportunity to make those connections.
I love that. That just gave me chills. Yeah, I didn't know about any of those stories. So how would I possibly have known without you sharing? So that's why we have this avenue for you to share that. I love that. That really just gives me chills. And I understand all of that because I have lived in there and gone to classes there. And you feel it. It's like palpable energy of people really supporting each other. I don't feel any of the comparison. I don't feel any of the tension or one's better than the other. It's really just everybody coming together and loving being at the bar next to each other. Thanks for creating that space.
I know, it's such a beautiful space. And I think for listeners out there, if you're in Gainesville, definitely come to OXO Fitness. We would love to see you there. And if you're not in Gainesville, and if you're just feeling as if you're craving connection, if you're feeling like you want to try fitness but you're unsure, I just highly encourage you, research studios in your area and get out there. They're beautiful spaces to connect, beautiful spaces to meet like-minded individuals. I wouldn't even be in this room if I didn't step outside of my box and try a new place. Get out there.
That's so true. I mean, that really is so true. You just never know who you're going to meet unless you go out and try. And it's so easy to talk yourself out of it. You know, it's not the right time. You know, somebody in the house is sick. You got to stay home. You're tired. Whatever the case is, but you just really never know who you're going to meet if you put yourself out there. And that's the case with fitness. That's the case with business. That's the case with so many parts of life. So absolutely. Step forward fearlessly.
Yeah, or even if you're fearful, do it.
Yes.
Find your tribe. Spend an hour for you. And another one of those opportunities coming up, just bringing it back to the Free Your Mind Summit. I'm so excited to meet people there, to share that body flow, that first love of fitness that I found over 10 years ago, my first group fitness cert. That we still, you know, I still teach today, and beautiful music, beautiful moves. We're going to make it accessible to all levels, including pregnancy, because at that point I'll be even further along.
Yes, very.
But I also wanted to share a swag bag that I brought today. Yay! For the ladies to raffle off. There are some fun things in here. We've got an OXO wine tumbler.
Love.
So I know we can all use that. You can put whatever drink you want. A headband, sparkly, nice. That's adjustable, velvet on the back, so it'll really be non-slip and stick with you. And then my favorite are these sticky socks we just got in that say Be Empowered.
Oh, I love those.
So we can look down and feel that way. Whoever gets this beautiful swag, because you guys empower me. So I wanted to bring those in.
Thank you so much, Bryn. Somebody amazing is going to get these amazing pieces of swag from the studio. And I know you all can't see this through the audio, but we will share it on our different channels. And I just trust us that it's amazing swag. So thank you so much for being here. And for those of you who want more information on the summit, it will be in the info section of this episode. Bryn is going to start us off that morning at 7:30. It's going to be amazing. The space is gorgeous. And doing body flow in that space will be what a wonderful way to start that day. So thank you for being with us, Bryn.
Thanks, Bryn. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of the Free Your Mind podcast. We loved bringing Bryn's story to you, and we hope that you found value in it. Again, Bryn will be our Body Flow Master for the Free Your Mind Summit in Micanopy, Florida on January 12, 2019. For more information on the summit, please feel free to see the info section on this podcast episode. If you would take 1 to 2 minutes to leave us a review, we would so genuinely appreciate it. We hope that you enjoyed this podcast and any of our previous podcast episodes. If you would like to continue the connection and engagement, you can find us on Instagram. My handle is Peace Advocacy Group and Amber's is Amber_Connolly. We look forward to seeing you here again next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.